One of the three aspects of spiritual practice that Gurudev gave significance to was Mantra Vidya. The other two were Seva and Gunas. His mantras were Siddh or accomplished and worked as a great tool for healing, aura enhancement, self-protection, and a lot more. Mantra Vidya. Gurudev used many mantras very effectively and taught his disciples to do the same. Many of the great mantras of the Vedic times were altered by him under the guidance of Budhe Baba. Budhe Baba, a character you will hear lots about in later podcasts, altered his Gayatri Mantra and through the addition of 8 words, turned it into the Mahagayatri. Gurudev, again with the help of Budhe Baba, altered the Mahamrityunjay and other mantras to increase their potency. He taught us how to use these as healing tools and weapons of self-protection, as they help to intensify and expand the aura. They are also tools for self-evolution. The fact that Gurudev could help his disciples become Siddh in these mantras in a very short period of time showcased his abilities as a Mahaguru. Darius Moose has been doing Seva at the Mumbai Sthan for over 3 decades. I spoke to him regarding his experience with Chamunda Devi Mantra, in which he is very well rehearsed.
Darius, how long have you practiced Mantra Vidya?
About 32 years.
And which have been the mantras that you have focused a lot on?
Generally, it was primarily Chamunda Devi, the Chamunda Devi Mantra.
Can you tell us how you have been able to use it and any experiences with it that you've had?
Well, it's a mantra which can be used for protection as well as defense. It has great efficacy in protecting oneself. And sometimes when you're sent to someone's house to negotiate with the spirit and they refuse to negotiate, you can either scare them away or use them as a protective measure.
Have you ever been attacked and used this mantra for protection in any specific example?
Several times. In physical life as well as in dream.
Can you describe a couple of such experiences?
I had a dream one where I was attacked by a very evil looking spirit, and I used the Chamunda Devi Mantra to destroy him.
To ward him off or destroy him?
To destroy him.
And what do you mean by destroy?
I was suddenly about 20 feet tall, and I found I had 2 weapons in my hand, 2 blue colored swords made of light, blue light, and I chopped him into pieces.
I hope you packaged him well. Any other experiences?
There was this house which was filled with evil entities, and the 7 archangels went to fight with them, and they came out pretty battered and bruised, and then Jesus Christ and I went in and we fought with them and came out unscathed. That's thanks to the Chamunda Devi Mantra.
Okay. And
it can also be used for healing.
Okay.
When we were directed to use it on patients, we found that it could heal skeletal, muscular, nervous pain, as well as ease stress in people and tension.
A 20 feet height is attainable by most powerful spirits, or sushma sharirs, that is, ethereal bodies. Being someone who has done sadhana and mantra vidya for decades, it is an expected potency from Darius. Ridhamji, who does seva at the Asthal Sthan at Dehradun, shares his knowledge and experiences of using mantra vidya over the last 20 years.
Can you tell me if you've been given any mantras?
Yes, I've been given a few mantras by my guru.
So, have you seen any of these mantras being effective?
Yes, I have seen them.
Can you give me an example of any one mantra and its effect?
So, many a times, Guruji sends us to places which are either infested by spirits or it's heavy, what we usually call it as being heavy. we go to those places and we can sense the spirit being there. And there are a few mantras, specific mantras, which are used to ward off these spirits or heaviness in the house. So there is a particular kriya that has been taught by the guru, and we keep on chanting the mantras internally. Without fail, automatically, the heaviness reduces, which in my view is a documented proof of the spirit getting afraid or getting defeated by the mantra.
Is this a one-off phenomenon, or do you see it all regularly and almost every time when you're chanting this mantra? And can you tell me which mantra you're referring to?
I had asked this once to Guruji. Will it be a regular phenomena or one-off cases? So he had explained that once the individual has recited the mantra enough number of times, or if he has blessed the mantra and given it to you, wherein if it is a Siddh mantra, or if you have done the mantra Siddh, this the potency of the mantra will be available to you with respect to the spirits being ward off. I'm referring to the Chamunda Devi mantra.
Dr. Shankar Narayan shares his experience of mantra vidya as taught to him by Gurudev.
Now, as far as mantras are concerned, how long did he make you do all these mantras, like the Chamunda mantra? For how long did you do that?
No, I came even today I do it.
No, but like how long did it take for that mantra to become usable or Siddh?
I don't think it took a lot of time. Well, what happened was, you know, afterwards, you know, he himself told to manko ye kar sakta hai.
In how much time did he tell you?
I don't think even it might have taken actually. And then he gave me as early as possible Gayatri Japa Vidya, Bhavni Guru Mantra Vidya. So, wo sab karne mein mujhe, I might have taken about 4-5 months.
That's it? 5 months? And then you could use those mantras?
And he told I can use it.
Wow, and you found them usable?
He himself told me.
That's supersonic speed.
Don't you think this definitely comes under the heading of discrimination? I mean, we took years to do our mantras. And Dr. Shankar Narayan, only in a few months? I think it was possibly because he was a colleague of Gurudev. So am I fair or justified in saying that this is commercial discrimination? I'm inclined to say envy, envy, envy. Gurudev took my case and pulled my leg in style for a decade. I'm not giving up the opportunity to pull his. And Dr. Shankar Narayan makes a great excuse. Rajiv Hazrat, who does seva at Dehradun and Mumbai besides other places, explains how mantras can act as an armor against negative energies. Worth a listen.
So, Rajiv ji, you've been doing seva for so many years. Have you been given any mantras?
Yes, of course, quite a few over the years. They've changed over several years. There's a starting point at which you start doing mantra vidya. And then as one's guru feels that it is necessary to change the mantra and move to another one, then one gets the next mantra. And so on and so forth.
So, how does the guru decide that one mantra is completed and you can go on to another one?
Now, it's something, you know, it can either happen based on an experience which one has, which when narrated to the guru, leads him to understand that a particular mantra is completed, or it could be his intuitive ability to judge these things.
Rajivji, can you explain to me any of these experiences that you've had where you have been convinced that this was because of the power of the mantra, whichever mantra you were chanting at that time?
Yeah, sure. It may not have been related to the mantra that you were chanting at the time, but certainly there are experiences regarding the application of various mantras. So, you know, what I would like to start with is that, you know, very often we are asked to go and visit people's homes where people are facing a lot of challenges could be ill health, could be lack of financial progress, could be a hundred different things. And very often when we do visit these homes, we find them to be infected with the presence of negative entity. And the first thing one does when one is put in that situation is starting the recitation of the mantra. And what happens is that soon, maybe a few minutes or even a few seconds sometime after you start reciting any of these mantras, that, you know, we feel the presence of the negative entity by a bhar on our head, you know. And very often after reciting the mantra for a couple of minutes, that bhar recedes, which is probably the evidence that we need that the negative entity has stopped belligerent approach towards us. That is definitely there, and there are various mantras which help with this. It could be the Chamunda mantra, it could be the Mahagayatri mantra. The Chamunda mantra is extremely effective to negate the belligerence of negative entities, but equally so is Mahagayatri. Very often these possessing spirits, if they are in a belligerent frame of mind, they try to show you that they are Shiv or that they are the greatest thing that happened to humanity, and they dare you to do anything to them. Very often, when they are not in a belligerent frame of mind, they also give you maska polish, you know.
So, Rajivji, have you had any experiences of mantras in your dream state?
Yes, I have had experiences such as you described. I'll tell you one which happened many years ago. I can't remember how long back. But I was given a mantra in my dream, and it sounded very, very similar to some of the mantras which we now do. But the relevant words were deleted from my memory. You know, the name of the Devi or Devta to which that mantra was given was deleted from my memory. I have no idea how. Then the same thing repeated a few days later. But again, the name of the deity to which this mantra was ascribed was once again deleted from my memory. So now I have had experiences about mantras in the dream state. Let me share with you. It happened only a couple of weeks ago when Mataji appeared in my dream. And I naturally bowed to her as one would normally do. And she just put her hand on my head, said, "Beta, do the Chamunda mantra." And that was it. It was a very, very brief dream, one sentence from her. And, you know, on reflecting, it appears to be perfectly accurate because this was right in the middle of the Shakti period. And the Shakti period is a great time to be doing the Chamunda mantra.
The Shakti period, for those who do not know, extends from a few days after Diwali till Shivratri. At this time, males are particularly handicapped due to the dormancy of energies of the right side, making them spiritually weaker than during the rest of the year. Ashish ji, who does seva in a hamlet called Gopiganj between Banaras and Allahabad, has some very unique experiences with Mantra Vidya. I thought it's worth presenting because what he has described are experiences I have never witnessed.
To start with, I would put it to whoever is going to hear this, to not to take mantras lightly, and especially given by a Siddhguru. To share one of my examples of a mantra, I was meditating at night, I was doing Mahagayatri, and I felt a presence of an external energy in the room at that point of time. And when I tried to come out of that meditation, I couldn't because I was very uneasy. And then when I changed my mantra from Mahagayatri to Chamunda Devi, I did that to actually fight that external energy, because that external energy was making me uncomfortable. So I felt a change in my body temperature. When I say that, when I was on Mahagayatri, I was much warmer and much calmer in my mantra. But when I changed my mantra to Chamunda Devi, I became much colder and much lighter, as much lighter to fight that external energy. So that change I felt in change of mantras.
The Gayatri mantra has inherent capabilities to heighten the fire element within the body. Jal, another word for water, can help to balance this. Drinking water while reciting the Gayatri mantra on a regular basis will keep you from becoming dehydrated and angry. I cannot forget how, while chanting the Mahagayatri mantra during the early years, I once got so angry with Khemchand, a domestic who was trying to create a rift in my family. I pushed him hard without wanting to and sent him flying backwards. Besides apologizing profusely, I learned a lesson on how to keep the Mahagayatri in check. As Gayatri connects the dots from gross matter to ether, and from the lower chakras to the higher ones, ether or water is a key element connected to it. And so, fire and water are both elements that this mantra gives you control of. Ravi Trehanji presents his understanding of the Mahagayatri mantra.
Gurudev ji ke vachan se ke Mahagayatri maha mantra hai aur isko Ved Mata kaha gaya. Ye charon vedon ka nichod bhi hum keh sakte hain. Ye itna uch mantra hai ki ye sharir ka hi nahi balki atma ka bhi kalyan karta hai, jise hum keh sakte इस मंत्र को रेगुलर करने से, इस पर मेडिटेट करने से वन कैन अटेन सॉल्वेशन. मतलब जीवन मृत्यु के बंधन से इंसान मुक्त हो सकता है. मंत्र का जो बिगिनिंग हुई, उत्पत्ति हुई, इसके जो कस्तूरी हैं वो विश्वामित्र जी हैं. एक बार वो ध्यान मग्न से जब उठे, उनकी आंखें खुली तो उनकी नजरें धरती पर पड़ी, तो पृथ्वी को भू भी कहते हैं. तो पहली नजर उनको भू पृथ्वी आई, फिर नजरें और ऊंची उठी तो पृथ्वी से ऊपर आकाश तक उनकी नजर गई, भुवा, इसको अंतरिक्ष कहते हैं. और ऊपर नजरें गईं तो उनको स्वर्ग नजर आया, तो शब्द हुआ स्वा. स्वा का मतलब स्वर्ग होता है. तो उनके मन में भावना है कि पृथ्वी को, अंतरिक्ष को, स्वर्ग को बनाने वाले और कोई नहीं हो सकते परमात्मा के सिवा. तो इसके आगे प्रीफिक्स लगा दिया, ओम ओम भू भुवा स्व. और इसको लगातार करने से, ये सूर्य मंत्र भी है कि हम प्रार्थना करते हैं कि भगवान सूर्य से कि हमारी यात्रा को हमारे भव सागर से पार होने के लिए हमें वो ज्ञान का प्रकाश दें कि हम जीवन और मृत्यु के बंधन से मुक्त हो जाएं. अब गायत्री के बाद के जो 8 शब्द हैं वो गुप्त है. अब उनके बारे में विस्तार रूप से कहना प्रोहिबिटेड है, लेकिन ये बात निश्चय पूर्वक है कि एक ऐसा महामंत्र, इसको लगातार करने से आप अपने जीवन का कल्याण कर सकते हैं, आत्मा का कल्याण कर सकते हैं और जीवन मृत्यु के बंधन से मुक्त हो सकते हैं.
Bablu, a disciple of my Guru Bhai Santoshji from Nadaun, talks to us about the Mahagayatri and his understanding of its usage and application.
Bablu ji, aapne kisi mantra ka upyog dekha hai?
Haan ji, maine Mahagayatri ki shakti dekhi hai, uska upyog bhi dekha hai. Jab Guru ji ne mujhe Mahagayatri di thi, तो मैं उसका जाप रोज करता था और गुरुजी ने मुझे जल के साथ बताया था कि एक घूंट मुंह में रखना है और महागायत्री का जाप करना, जैसे गुरुजी का आदेश था वैसे ही मैं करता रहा. तो जब कुछ दिनों के बाद जाप करता था तो मैं जब भी आसन से उठता था तो नीचे पानी की तरह, मतलब आसन पूरा गीला हो जाता था. इसके बारे में मैंने गुरुजी से बात की थी कि गुरुजी ऐसे ऐसे हो रहा है तो क्या होता है ये. तो गुरुजी ने बोला कि ये जल के साथ होता है और गायत्री का निवास जल में ही है. तो मेरी इच्छा थी कि गायत्री का और ज्यादा देखूं कि इसका चमत्कार क्या होता है और इसको जपने से हमें क्या लाभ मिल रहा है। तो एक दिन फिर सपना आया मुझे, और सपने में बहुत बड़ा राक्षस जो कि मुझे खाने को दौड़ रहा था, उसने मुझे हाथों में उठा लिया। बहुत विशाल काय था, तो मैं जोर जोर से चिल्लाने लगा कि गुरुजी मुझे बचाओ, मुझे बचाओ, ये राक्षस खा जाएगा। तभी गुरुजी की आवाज़ आई कि बेटा महागायत्री का उपयोग कर, महागायत्री का जाप कर। तो जैसे ही मैंने महागायत्री का जप करने शुरू किया तो हाथों में पानी आ गया और वो बूंदे टपकने लगी, और उसी मंत्र को पढ़ते हुए मैंने राक्षस के ऊपर छींटा मारा तो राक्षस भस्म हो गया, उसी टाइम उसे खत्म हो गया और मैंने अपने आप को गुरुजी के पास पाया। तब गुरुजी ने बोला कि ये ताकत है महागायत्री की, कि बड़े से बड़े संकट को, बड़े से बड़े राक्षस को खत्म कर सकती है, इसलिए महागायत्री का जाप करते रहना चाहिए।
The usage of mantras as tools of protection can work in several ways. I once saw myself in an out-of-body experience where I was attacked by a powerful jinn. Without knowing how, I found myself using the Mahagayatri to ward off the entity. It felt so good to make mincemeat out of a demon. Ashish ji continues.
I was at one of the sthans in Gopiganj and doing seva, where a person came there pleading and requesting the sthan that he's having a lot of water problems for his farming. There was no water around and he always have issues with the water and the farming. So we told him to, why don't you have a hand pump, or why don't you try to do other ways. So he said, I've tried everything and there's no water below. So he requested and pleaded the sthan for help. And we said, okay, let's try with this. So with taking few sarsos, we went to his land and we tried trying to hit the land with Mahagayatri and the sarso. And we hit it 2-3 times. And on third time, it sounds maybe more dramatic, but no, it's a real thing what I'm trying to say. The water started oozing out, little bit of that land became wet. And a little bit of water started oozing out. And after that, when the person tried to dig that land, and that person managed to get water, and the only thing the person asked us what the sthan wants in return, he was requested to share that water with as many landowners all around, and which he does it till today. It's been 3-4 years, I would put it as, and he still shares all that water which comes out of from that land, from as many he can share with the farmers all around.
Rajiv Sharma is a mantra enthusiast and one of Gurudev's earlier disciples. His knowledge of the subject is very technical and his words are full of insight. There is a lot to learn from his wisdom and experience.
Would you agree with me that Mahagayatri is the mantra that actually helps to raise your level of consciousness and also brighten the light of radiation within you? Would you be able to define it like that or in some other way?
I like to define it in two manners. Okay. Gayatri mantra is the enlightening mantra. It is the mantra that shows you not only the visible light, but you experience the invisible light.
Nice.
You cannot see the invisible light because it is invisible.
Correct.
That invisible light is represented or manifested into the visible light. The invisible is seen as the unseen. That is what Gayatri provides you.
I remember you telling me umpteen times that initially when Gurudev initiated you into the Mahagayatri, you had to sit in a tub, etc., or you had to lie down in a tub. So could you tell us about that?
Yes, I started the Gayatri mantra. And Guruji said, I'd like you to do Gayatri mantra in water, because Gayatri is the life that has been infused, and the life is in water. And that is also the reason why Guruji also used to say that you should not eat fish or anything, which is, you have to be vegetarian, especially be careful of fish or
seafood.
Seafood, yeah.
And so how long did you sit in the water and do this mantra?
So first he told me to do it for 40 days.
Hmm.
So I did it for 40 days, morning and evening, approximately 45 minutes to an hour every day, each session.
Mm.
And then in the morning, I 45 minutes to an hour, depending. Mm. And then, of course, when I was doing it during the eclipse time, told me to do it at that time, so I did it. And then, till such time I was in the other houses that I used to live in, where there was a tub, I would still submerge myself during the eclipse and do my Gayatri part inside water, whether it was summers or winters.
Was your face out of the water or was your face in the water?
No, inside. Everything inside, yeah.
So how long could you do it with your face inside underwater?
You know, I could, the whole Gayatri mantra, I could do it in about 7 and 9 dips in the water.
The whole Gayatri mantra you could do it 7 or 9 dips means?
Everybody under there. So if I would, then you have to come out to breathe, no?
Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, yeah. So between 7 and 9 breaths.
One recitation of the Gayatri? Or 108?
Full 108 times.
So 108 times you did the Gayatri with 7 to 9 dips inside the water. And while you were inside the water, you saw a blue light.
Correct. Not once. Every time I used to do it.
So you used to see the blue light inside your head or in the water outside your body?
Outside my body, close to my eyes.
Correct.
Sometimes rotating all around my body.
Sometimes.
All around the head.
Okay.
When you do Gayatri mantra during the Brahmur, the concentration of Gayatri mantra is very, very strong. And that's what Guruji used to say. Ye mantra jo hai na, beta surya kara karo, sur ki lalima se pehle. So when you do that mantra during the early mornings, your breath tends to get suspended.
Right.
You get an orangish hue in your own head, in your whole head. So that is of the orange or the reddish color of Gayatri in the morning. And the whiteness you get it during the Madhya Sandhya, or what is the time of moon or the solar moon, which is when you do, you get a bright light view of the Jyoti. Sometimes it's a Jyoti or sometimes it's just the hue in your mind.
What is the timing of that middle day?
The middle day is a solar moon. It keeps changing like the Brahmurtam, but it can be anywhere between 11:55 during the day to 12:35, 12:40.
People have different understandings of the concept of mantras. Most people think it is meant for spiritual growth and is helpful in meditation. But there are unique feats that have been accomplished with mantras, particularly Siddh mantras. One of them, of course, as previously mentioned, is protection. Up next is another set of examples where Kapil Malhotra, who does seva in Lonavala as well as in Mumbai, talks about how he has used mantras in protecting others and also sometimes in capturing and disciplining spirits who were troubling and threatening to hurt and harm human beings. Kapilji.
Many years back, I'm talking about maybe 15 years back, one of my Guru Bhais and me were sent to somebody's house also, who comes to the sthan very often and also do seva. And we were having some negative energies in the house. So Guruji asked us to go there and give some shikas and sit down out there and do some one of the mantras he had given us, and try to clear the house of those negative energies. So this guru bhai of mine and we both went there, and we went to the house and we did feel the negative energy around, and in form of an old lady, it was the grandmother and of the children, and of course the gentleman's mother. And so both my Guru Bhai and we sat down and we started reciting one of the mantras, and we had not even discussed which mantra we were going to recite. And we had shut our eyes and we pictured this lady in front of us, and while doing the mantras from a 5 feet, 4 inches or 5 inches lady or something like that, we saw her shrink down to about a foot, about, you know, 12 inches, and then, I mean, she became that small, and And then she came down to about maybe 6 inches or 5 inches or 4 inches of what I remember. And then just sort of disappeared. So it was quite shocking, you know. And both of us had eyes shut when we were doing this mantra. And then when we left the house, we discussed what we had done. And we were amazed that both of us had done the same mantra. We described the lady, what both of us saw was the same lady. And exactly the same thing was experienced by my Guru Bhai also. And again, it was through this mantra.
So both of you in the same house did the same mantra, but none of you knew, you hadn't pre-decided which mantra to do.
No, we had not pre-decided at all.
And then when you compare notes, you saw the same shrinkage happening individually.
Absolutely.
In the same
Absolutely.
House. Wow.
Absolutely. We saw the same lady. He described the lady, and I was also shocked because that's exactly what I had seen.
So which mantra was this?
This was the Mahagayatri mantra.
Okay.
We generally use another mantra when we, you know, go to houses where there's negative energy. But surprisingly, both of us were doing this mantra at that time.
I remember an instance where a gentleman called Nandlal, who was probably the first visitor and sevadar at the sthan in Khar, had taken me to a shop where he felt there were some negative energies preventing that shop from being rented. This was creating great stress for his financial sustenance. So, when I went there, I could sense the energy there. And so I did exactly what Kapilji is going to describe. I mentally drew a Lakshman Rekha or keel, which is an energy circle around that room, and made sure that the spirit would not be able to leave it until I so wished. When I went back after a few days, the spirit who had been captured there asked for help and mercy. He explained to me that he was Nandlal's uncle and also promised that if released, he would never harm Nandlal again. And that's exactly what happened. When Nandlal found out what was going on, he disclosed that his uncle had suffered from insanity and had left his house years back and possibly committed suicide. He was preventing the space from being rented so that he could exist there in solitude. Back to Kapilji.
Well, there was another incident where we used to stay in this hotel in Delhi, which wasn't really going well. And we knew that there were some negative energies there. So one night, Guru Bhai and myself, we were sharing the room. And in my dream, I saw this huge figure, about maybe 10 feet or 12 feet, tall, black thing, you know, coming and sort of trying to attack my Guru Bhai. And he was sleeping next to me on the next bed. And I was trying to, you know, yell out to him to get up, and, you know, but it sort of didn't really happen. I mean, and I just sort of got up with a start and jerk. And that was the dream. So I went and told Guruji the next day about this in the morning, that this is what happened. So he said, tell me that, do you remember what that figure looked like? So I said, yes, I do. So he says, with the Mahagayatri mantra, make a keel around that person, around that, you know, that figure which I saw, and lock it up in that. So it'll stop troubling this gentleman whose hotel it was. And surprisingly, Ramsa, well, I did exactly what Guruji said to do, not really knowing, you know, what would happen after that. But surprisingly, after that, we never got a room in that hotel. It was always full, so it was Guruji's grace that worked out there. And that mantra, which I suppose locked up that negative energy, which was troubling these people.
Is there any other experience that you can share? Perhaps a few more?
There was, Guruji had established some kind of an energy in a place in Dehradun. Well, it was, you know, he had left his hand impression there and some photographs of Gurudev. And one night, one of my Guru Bhais was sleeping in that room and he was attacked. And by some negative forces. So he, you know, when he came out and he recited it to Guruji that very night, at very time, he was very upset and he asked me to go in that room and kilo the room, you know. It's like an invisible keel around the room and to, you know, sort of keep these negative energies in the room and they should not escape. So he asked me to go in and do that. So I went into that room and actually with a mantra, I keloed that room and I knew that that negative energy now was caught and locked up in the room and I was sitting out there at that time. And within about, I think, 5 minutes or 10 minutes of that, Guruji entered that room and then I suppose he cleared it because I didn't feel any negative energy after that. But with this mantra, I knew that they were locked up and they could not get out of the room. So that was an interesting experience I thought I had.
Have you ever got any mantras in your dream?
Oh, yes, I did get one mantra in my dream. Now I don't remember who that deity was, but I did receive a mantra. And when I got up, I had forgotten the mantra, and I did mention it to Guruji. And he said that next time, you know, if anything like this happens, make a note of it.
Is this a commonplace experience for people to get mantras in their dream?
Well, I have heard a few people who have got mantras in their dreams.
I remember a deity gave me a mantra in my dream state. In the second dream, showed me the usage of it. And in the third, gave me a gift or a boon in a loka where it had its presence. Raji Sharmaji shares his experience with the Mahamrityunjay mantra.
How would you define the Mahamrityunjay?
Okay, Mahamrityunjay mantra, you can say, is the transcending of the combination of the Daksha and the Chamunda mantra, the Shiva mantra and the Chamunda mantra, where it takes a new shape, in a new light, in a new power, which is Mahamrityunjay mantra, where it controls both of them and all that is destructible in the world. So that is the Mahamrityunjay mantra.
Which means when people normally talk about Mahamrityunjay is the mantra that fights death, I guess they are limiting it to a very narrow margin. What you are saying is it's a much wider spectrum, and Mahamrityunjay is not about just saving someone from dying or from disease. It is about stopping of dissolution, which means continuity. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Absolutely correct. When I was doing Mahamrityunjay, I saw the Shiva in water coming out of the ocean with the trident and right in front.
You saw this in a dream state or a vision state?
But it was dream state, but it was it's not something that is a dream state.
So you're saying, basically from what I understand and from reference to so many contexts, what you're saying is this was not just a normal dream. This was more like being alive in another state. Is that what you're saying?
That is correct.
Okay. How long have you been doing these mantras? Or whichever ones you've been doing?
I do all the mantras every day. I started with the Raksha Mantra. And if Guruji said you keep on doing Raksha Mantra. Whatever time, wherever, walking, eating, driving, whatever you want to do, just keep on doing it. And I'm watching your counting, you don't have to count. So I would do these mantras, so it became my breath. Then after maybe just about a month and a half, Guruji gave me the Chamunda mantra, and the same thing happened with Chamunda. Then Guruji gave me the Gayatri mantra. He didn't give me the Mahamrityunjay mantra. So then he gave me this Gayatri mantra, Brahma. And then normally Guruji gives Mahamrityunjay first and then the Gayatri. Then Guru mantra.
Bablu talks about his experience with the Mahamrityunjay mantra.
कि जब गुरुजी ने महामृत्युंजय जप देना था मुझे और मुझे पता नहीं था, गुरु भाइयों से मुझे पता लगता था कि जब कड़ा वगैरह करते हैं तो महामृत्युंजय जाप करते हैं, हर बीमारी में महामृत्युंजय का उपयोग होता है। तो इच्छा थी, मगर शिवरात्रि आई तो मैं कहीं पूजा करने के लिए गया तो तभी सुबह के वक्त था और गुरुजी सपने में आए तो बहुत बड़े पीपल के पेड़ के पास बिठाया और उसकी जड़ें मतलब ऐसा लग रहा था कि ऊपर से नीचे की ओर आ रही हैं, जैसे उल्टा होता है ना पेड़, वैसे दिखाई दे रहा था। तो उन्होंने बोला कि बेटा आज मैं तुझे वो शक्ति दूंगा जो कि तू देखना चाहता है। तब फिर उन्होंने मुझे महामृत्युंजय की शक्ति के बारे में बताया, तो देखा एक एक पत्ते पत्ते पर महामृत्युंजय के शब्द लिखे हुए थे, ओम होम गोम जोंग से जो भी मंत्र है गुरु जी का। उन्होंने सारा मंत्र का एक एक शब्द का अर्थ बताते हुए कि कौन सा शब्द कहाँ और किस रोग में उपयोग होगा और इस मंत्र का जाप करना। फिर जब मैं नदौन गया और गुरु जी से बताया कि गुरु जी मुझे महामृत्युंजय जाप दीजिए कैसे होता है, तो मैं हैरान हो गया कि वही सेम टू सेम जाप दिया मुझे जो कि गुरु जी ने मुझे सपने में दिया हुआ था। और उस चीज के एनर्जी कि जब भी कोई लौंग इलायची बनाते हैं तो उसमें महामृत्युंजय की इतनी एनर्जी आ जाती है कि वो बड़े से बड़े रोगों को ख़त्म कर सकती है। फिर काफ़ी लोगों पर जिनके रोग नहीं ठीक होते थे उनको वो चीज़ें देते थे तो वो उसी जाप से चमत्कारिक रूप से ठीक होती, जबकि डॉक्टर बोलते थे कि टाइम लगेगा, पता नहीं ठीक होंगे नहीं होंगे।
रवि त्रेहन जी एक्सप्लेन्स व्हाट गुरुदेव टॉट हिम अबाउट द महागुरु मंत्र, which is supposed to be one of the most prime mantras that any of us chant.
Gurudev ne aapko Mahaguru Mantra ki significance kaise samjhai thi?
Mahaguru Mantra jo hai, ye tino ye shaktiyon ka varnan usme kiya gaya, Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, they have the same root, they are the manifestation of the same ultimate power. ये डिफरेंट मैनिफेस्टेशंस हैं, बट इन रियलिटी दे आर द सेम। तो गुरु जी ने कहा था कि ये इतना महामंत्र है कि इसका जाप करने आप पाठ करने से पहले इसका इसका पाठ करें, इसका जाप करें, और अंत में सब मंत्रों का जाप करने के बाद भी जो वाइंड अप करें आप, अंत में भी इसी मंत्र का जाप करें। तो गुरु ब्रह्मा, गुरु विष्णु, गुरु देवो महेश्वरा, गुरु साक्षात, ये इनके परे भी एक शक्ति है जिसको हम परब्रह्म कहते हैं। गुरु परब्रह्म तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः, मैं उसके चरणों में नमन करता हूँ, नमस्कार करता हूँ जिसने इन तीनों शक्तियों को बनाया। और ये मंत्र इतना उच्च है कि हम गुरु पूर्णिमा के वक्त भी गुरु के चरणों का जल पीते हैं। वो इतना निर्मल होता है, इतना शक्तिशाली होता है कि जो हम प्रारब्ध से अपने बैलेंस शीट लेके आए हैं अपने कर्मों की, वो धुल जाती है, जो नेगेटिव कर्म है वो धुल जाते हैं। और जितने हमारे मन में संशय होते हैं, डाउट्स होते हैं, वो खत्म हो जाते हैं, क्योंकि उस निर्मलता से हमारी पर्सनैलिटी में, हमारी थिंकिंग में ट्रांसपेरेंसी आ जाती है। निर्मल का मतलब ट्रांसपेरेंसी आ जाती है और वी प्रोग्रेस फर्दर towards the self-realization as well as realization of God. This is in brief our description of Mahaguru Mantra. हमें कभी भी मंत्र जाप के लिए उसको इसकी लिमिटेशन नहीं करनी चाहिए। मोर द मेरियर, जितना ज्यादा करेंगे उसका उतना अच्छा और ज्यादा फल मिलेगा।
As a businessman, I have always believed that three halves are better than one whole. And so I recommend that people should do their job while practicing their day-to-day chores like walking, cooking, driving or whatever. Raji Sharma ji cannot have his fill of mantra vidya. The more I spoke to him, the more he wanted to share. He continues.
So Guruji says that after the Gayatri Mantra, which is over the Mahamrityunjay Mantra, Gayatri also says there's something beyond me. So to cut all this, the beyond levels, beyond mantric levels, we arrive at the Panch Mukhi or the Panch Tattva Mukhi of all mantras. Transcending and becoming the Panch, like the Panch Mukh of Gayatri or the Panch Mukh of Shiva, they all combine into one, which is the Guru Mantra, which says, गुरु ब्रह्मा गुरु विष्णु गुरु देवो महेश्वर गुरु साक्षात पर ब्रह्म तस्मय श्री गुरु ऑल गुरु मंत्र आर स्पेसिफिक मंत्र बिटवीन द गुरु एंड द शिष्य बट ऑल द मंत्र एट द एंड कंबाइंड इनटू वन बिकॉज दैट इज द कॉम्बिनेशन ऑफ ऑल कॉस्मिक ऑल नाड and becomes the final infinite mantra but is also the mantra to invoke the guru
krishan mohan ji runs a sthan in durgapur and has to deal with strange issues not only is black magic predominant there but also other issues that do not affect us in major cities
किशन मोहन जी आपसे एक सवाल पूछना चाहता हूँ कि आपको मंत्र विद्या करते कितने साल हो गए
मंत्र विद्या में
45 साल हो गए इस मंत्र विद्या में आपने इन मंत्रों का आपके ऊपर क्या इफेक्ट हुआ क्या देखा
रमेश थी तो साहस तो था अच्छा लगता था
जी
अपनी एक एनर्जी को डेवलप करने के लिए मानसिक तनाव को कंट्रोल करने के लिए गलत डायरेक्शन में ना जाने पावे कोई गलत डिसीजन यंग एज की वजह से बन जाते हैं ना
जी
बदला लेने का वो चीजें ना होने पावे इसलिए किया
आप ये कह रहे हैं जो मुझे समझ आ रहा है कि अपने कॉन्शियस लेवल को बढ़ाने के लिए भी आपने मंत्र का
यस यस एकदम सही
तो एक बार बताएं कि कोई भी आपके मंत्रों का उपयोग में आपको बहुत कोई फायदा हुआ या कोई बचाव हुआ या कोई
दूसरे की रक्षा करने में जब जब प्रयोग किया है
जी
तो गुरुजी की ब्लेसिंग ऐसी थी गुरुजी के पास
जी
गुरुजी कांटेक्ट में गए
जी
हमारे ख्याल से 75-80% सक्सेस ही मिला सक्सेस किस प्रकार का कि जो ये तो एरिया बेल्ट था ना डिफरेंट टाइप के प्रॉब्लम्स वाला
जी
यानी क्राइम किया भी है और बचाना भी
तो ये गुरुदेव से मंत्र जो आपको मिले उसका कोई एक उदाहरण दे सकते हैं जहाँ पे आपने इस मंत्र विद्या का उपयोग किया हो लोगों के फायदे
शायद एक बार हम बताए थे आपको जैसे कि माइंस में पानी आ जाता है माइंस में एक्सीडेंट बहुत होते हैं क्योंकि गुरु जी बोलते थे कि माइंस में काम करने वाला आदमी नेचर से लड़ता है
जी
तो वो नेचर के अगेंस्ट चलता है
जी
तभी माइनिंग कर पाता है
जी
तो वहां पर जो अननेचुरल इविल्स होती है
जी
वो प्रॉब्लम क्रिएट करती तो उससे क्या होता है कि मैन पावर हर्ट होती है यानी जो आदमी लोग काम करते हैं लेबर
जी
तो उनके एक्सीडेंट होता है उनकी डेथ हो जाती है
जी
नुकसान होता है इस प्रकार का
जी
तो वो हमको मनुष्यों का लोगों के एक्सीडेंट ना हो इस प्रकार की क्रिएट जो होती है पावर मतलब प्रॉब्लम
जी
वो रुकी जाए तो इस तरह के कितने ऑफिसर्स आते हैं जैसे कि माइंस में गैस निकलती है वो गैस का पता नहीं चलता आदमी मेल्ट मतलब उसमें गिर जाए उस कुएं में तो मेल्ट हो जाता तो वो हमारे जो शिष्य थे वो बताते थे तो हम उस एरिए में गुरु जी ने बताया था और ये मंत्र का जाप करते हो पूरे एरिए में घूम लो तो नहीं होगा तब तक जब तक कि तुम्हारे शिष्य जो सेवा कर रहा है फिर वो आगे समझेगा
जी
तो वो जगह पर हम जैसे घूम लिए और हमने गुरु जी के मंत्र की भी सरसों चरण की और उसको लौंग इलायची का मेथड बता दिया तो वो अपना पीरियड पूरा पार करके कुछ हुआ नहीं
बिसाइड्स ऑल द वेरियस बेनिफिट्स ऑफ मंत्रा साइटेड इन दिस पॉडकास्ट आई हैव नोटिस्ड दैट अ मंत्रा कीप्स योर माइंड ऑक्यूपाइड इन अ प्रोडक्टिव वेंचर रादर देन टेकिंग यू इनटू मेरीगोराउंड्स ऑफ रैंडम थॉट्स व्हेन स्टैक्ड The benefits are many. Power, enhancement of aura, occupation of the mind, supernatural capabilities, raising of consciousness. I don't think one can ask for more. I think one should just do more. What do you say to and for the man who renovated you, reconditioned you, and made you wealthy in both mind and spirit? How about an Urdu couplet? Written by Shri Ravi Trehan. Guzar rahi thi zindagi khizaan ki tarah aaye aap jashne baharaan ki tarah bhatak raha tha 84 ki gardish mein rehmatein khidmat bakhshi noor e ibadat ki tarah tum hi guru ho तुम ही मुर्शीद, तुम ही खुदा मेरे, पड़ा हूं दर पे तेरे, रूए बेहताब की तरह, गुजर रही थी जिंदगी खिजां की तरह, आए आप जश्ने बारां की तरह। खिजां मीन्स लीव्स ऑफ ऑटम, अ मंडेन लाइफ। जश्ने बारां, द स्प्लेंडर्स ऑफ स्प्रिंग विच यू ब्रॉट इनटू माय लाइफ। आई कीप मूविंग फ्रॉम पिलर टू पोस्ट, माइंडलेसली, एमलेसली, डायरेक्शनलेसली। You induced rahmat-e-khidmat or the intent to serve selflessly, which led to noor-e-ibadat, the experience of divine worship. To conclude, guzar rahi thi zindagi khizaah ki tarah, aaye aap jashn-e-bahraah ki tarah.